Another episode and a new season of Am I a Bad Mum podcast.
A new season, new year.
New me in 2023.
Yeah, new me, 2023. I like it.
I don't really get on board with it though, do I? I never get on board with the whole resolutions, goal setting. I feel like too many people set too many unrealistic things and then fall off the bandwagon by the end of January.
Mine was literally just go back to the gym, you fat bitch.
That's a great goal.
It's been weeks of just eating and drinking. And, you know, when you catch like your, you know.
The side
not,
profile.
Not forever. Yes. Because when we look in the mirror, right, you look in the mirror at your front on face when you do your makeup and stuff like that. And then I feel like all of a sudden I get to see my side profile, which I don't see very often, and I just go,
What have I done? Where did that come from, and why am I dealing with it now?
Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
But Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of the parents that do listen to us, and welcome back. Hopefully the holidays are being kind to you.
Well, they're still going. The never-ending holidays.
Never-ending. I don't know what your kids are doing. Maybe they're at Osh. Maybe they are annoying you right now around your ankles, just chipping away at you, chip, chip, chip.
This is the time where you've had all that preparation up to Christmas. You've got Christmas done. You've had all the busy times. You've got New Year's done.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, the kids are still off because you have to go back to work.
Yeah.
The kids are still off. They're still off. And I don't even know when they go back. I haven't even checked that
yet. A couple more weeks yet on the countdown. Not counting down the hours at all.
That's all fun.
Am I a bad mum for nearly giving up?
Oh, no. This is the problem. This is not a job where you can just quit.
I was nearly going to give up. I was nearly giving up. And this relates to Christmas.
Okay.
Okay, we've all gone through this fun-filled festival of Christmas. You do all the right things. Your kids are at different ages, different stages, and it's really hard the older they get to maintain the constant ongoing saga of, is Santa real?
This is a hard one. And especially when kids are still young and they're hearing things from other kids, it's the whole,
Google.
Keep the magic alive.
Yeah,
keep
but Google. We have to Google, is it Santa real? It comes up with the answer.
Yeah, that's bad.
Not kind.
Does it really?
Yeah. Because I know this, because Gracie told me. I always said, if you don't believe, you don't receive.
Yeah.
If you want to believe, you'll receive. If you don't, he won't come.
Just on Santa for a second, because there's been quite a bit. Have you seen the stuff in the news about how they're now saying that Santa shouldn't be portrayed as being that fat?
Yes.
Because it's promoting an unhealthy body image. Blah, blah. I'm like, my
what
goodness
next?
Me. Like, that's what he is like. That's what he is. That he is.
Well, he goes all the way around the world eating cookies at every goddamn house. Well, we know what that feels like. I have no idea why we're trying to tackle something that is so ridiculous. We are wasting time and energy on something that is beyond.
It's too politically correct. This is another thing. This is controversial. I'm going to say it anyway. I watched something in the lead up to Christmas. I don't know if it was like the carols or something. It was something Christmassy. Anyway, they had Santa come along and he was Indigenous. And I was like, I am so into everyone being equal, all inclusive, blah, 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 blah. He wasn't fucking Indigenous. Santa was a fat, white, grey-haired man.
Yeah, that's what he was.
That's what he is.
Yeah, look, I could open a can of worms here. And it's been a big set of holidays for those sorts of conversations. But I just think we work so hard when kids are young to keep that spirit alive, like you said.
Yeah.
Then we got to this year, and by all means, I did still keep the spirit alive, but just. I hung on with a thread, Katie. And it was a few times in the lead up, but not too many. And it was more so Gracie than Elsie. So obviously this year, going into brand new year, they're turning 8 and 10.
Yeah.
You know what it's like. They start to question you on certain things and you do that. That's fair enough. I literally started to say things like, I'll speak to Santa. He won't come if you keep being assholes.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. I hope you actually get coal.
Did you use the word assholes?
Yeah, I did. You continue to be assholes, Santa won't come. It's simple.
And how tempting is it? Like, you have moments of going, oh, I really want you to wake up with coal in your stocking.
You don't deserve one single present, not even brand new underwear, because everyone loves a good stocking filler with brand new knickers. Mm. But you don't even deserve that. Long story short, powered on through. We got to the grand final line and it was Christmas Day. You know what I'm like with screens? I'm not all about it. My kids turn into monsters when they get screens. It's just like one thing after another. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want to deal with it. Anyway, Nintendo Switch. Got a Nintendo Switch for Christmas.
Yeah.
Finally caved.
Yeah.
Has been on the Christmas list, I think, for 3 years. So I finally caved. The two remote things and all the rest. Like, so they are like over the moon. Can't believe that. They're both looking at each other going, we got a Nintendo Switch. This is crazy. Like, blah, blah, blah. I said something like, the case that it has, the small chips that are the games, need to go into there, you know, X, Y, Z. You can't lose them because they are so expensive. They're like $70 each.
Yeah.
And Gracie goes, yeah, I was going to ask you that. Why would Santa have gone to Big W and left the stickers on it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is a thing. And you were up Christmas Eve doing all the, you know, the preparation.
Mm.
That's the problem with it. And then you have a couple of drinks and you're like getting into the suit. You got your Christmas music on. You're all almost ready. And then you go, oh, my God, I left that one sticker on.
Oh, no. It was because the games have that security sticker that's on them.
Yeah.
And that's where I'd got the games from. So it was Gracie to go. She was like, whoa, that's funny that Santa got them from Big W.
Yeah.
And then Elsie turned to her and was like, excuse me, where do you think he gets them from? He has to get it from kids all over the world. Like, of course he's going to go to the shops. Bless her cotton socks. I bloody love that kid. And I was just like, yeah, Grace, that's why. Just get riding with her, my 7-year-old daughter.
She's given you the out card.
She's given you the, I was like, oh my gosh. And then so there were so many things where I was like, if you lose those, they were so expensive. Oh, why do you know what the price is? I turned to her. I was like, because I know how much they are because they're in the catalogs. You know, the catalogs that you've given me for the last 3 years that you've asked for a Nintendo Switch from bloody Santa. She was like, oh, and just at me. And I was like, oh, mate.
So she's really.
If you believe, you receive. That is the final line in our whole household. Stop pushing me. Don't try and trip me up. Don't try and trick me into words. Don't try and call me out on a sticker.
Yeah, she's suspicious.
She's so suspicious.
That happened in our house once because Santa would always leave something out for the pets.
Mm.
So Santa would do the kids' presents and then our dog sleeps in the laundry, so would always leave a little something out for the dog and then same with the cat. And then one year, and I remember it so clearly, and they were like, oh, Bella, look, you got this toy. Santa left it for you. Like, they're all excited. Bella's running around, wagging her tail, loving herself sick with a new toy. And then the girls have gone and looked at it a bit more closely and said, it was $9.99 from TK Maxx. It's like, oh, shit.
You couldn't do that now, not with your new cat edition. Mm. Your new cat would be taking up everyone's. If you put a little treat down for everyone, it would have had Bella's, Nala's.
Oh, yeah.
He would have eaten Santa cookies, that everything.
Bloody, honestly, it's a surprise that that cat is still alive. That cat loves cheese and ham shapes. Loves them.
Cheese and ham.
Shapes.
Yeah. What happened
loves
to your
them.
Cat?
Yeah.
Choked on a cheese and ham.
No, normal cats. What are they? Normal cats eat fish and meat. Like, they're meat eaters. The other cat we have would turn her nose right up at cheese and ham shapes.
Doesn't even like life, that cat.
This cat. So she's suspicious. She's fully suspicious. Yeah. And
I just get riding with the, if you don't believe, you don't receive. Full stop. I'm not lying to them. No. I'm not telling them anything else. And the scary part of this, to sum up this one lovely episode back into the podcast, they're probably listening to this.
No, they can't anymore.
Because Gracie downloaded Am I a Bad Mum podcast to her iPad over holidays.
Oh, it's officially ruined. But you know what? It's actually not
You're welcome.
You want to keep the magic real, but then I have vivid memories of nights where I have one child that can't get to sleep because she's so excited. She's still up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, shit, we have to go to bed and set an alarm.
And the other part is
3 a.m., set the alarm, go down and sort out Christmas. God, you walk down there and think you hate your life.
Yeah, because you've had 3 hours sleep. You've had 3 hours sleep.
And you know they're going to be up at five.
Yeah. Well, this year, Christmas could be a lot different.
Yeah, it could be a lot different. We could have a skinny Indigenous Santa.